DeepEnglish.com. Miss Unsinkable, Active Speaking, Part C. Violet spent the night holding the baby on the lifeboat. What did Violet do at night? Violet spent the night holding the baby on the lifeboat. 1,500 men and women lost their lives that night. How many people died that night? 1,500 people died that night. The next day, the remaining 500 surviving passengers were picked up by another boat. How many people survived? 500 people survived. As Violet stood shivering aboard the deck of the rescue ship, the missing mother found Violet and grabbed the baby from her arms. Who found Violet? The missing mother found Violet. Was Violet shivering? Yes, Violet was shivering. What did the mother do? The mother grabbed the baby from her arms. Without a word of thanks, the mother rudely walked off. Did the mother thank Violet? No, the mother didn't thank Violet. Violet writes in her diary that one of her biggest problems on the rescue ship was not having a toothbrush. What was one of her biggest problems on the rescue ship? One of her biggest problems on the rescue ship was not having a toothbrush. After the accident, her brother teased her, saying, "Never undertake another disaster without first making sure of your toothbrush." Who teased Violet about her toothbrush? Her brother teased Violet about her toothbrush. Violet was not deterred by her two brushes with death. Was Violet deterred by her two brushes with death? No, Violet was not deterred by her two brushes with death. Having survived the Olympic and the Titanic, she took a job on the last of the three sister ships, the Britannic. What ship did she work on next? She next worked on the Britannic. It was 1916 and World War I was just breaking out. What was happening in 1916? In 1916, World War I was just breaking out. The Britannic was converted into a hospital ship to care for injured soldiers. What was the Britannic converted into? The Britannic was converted into a hospital ship to care for injured soldiers. Violet was caring for a sick nurse when again she heard an explosion. Who was caring for a sick nurse? Violet was caring for a sick nurse. What did Violet hear? Violet heard an explosion. The ship had hit an underwater mine. What happened? The ship had hit an underwater mine. When Violet had finished getting the nurse on a lifeboat, she headed to her cabin to get her prized possessions. Why did Violet head to her cabin? Violet headed to her cabin to get her prized possessions. She walked through tilting hallways in a rapidly sinking ship, risking her life for her favorite clock, a ring, a prayer book, and of course, a toothbrush. Did she risk her life for her prized possessions? Yes, she risked her life for her prized possessions. After the last disaster, this time she was determined to be prepared. What was she determined to do? She was determined to be prepared. Violet made her way back to the deck and got aboard one of the final two lifeboats. As soon as the lifeboat hit the water, everyone on the lifeboat jumped off. What happened as soon as the lifeboat hit the water? As soon as the lifeboat hit the water, everyone on the lifeboat jumped off. Violet was at first completely confused until she noticed that her lifeboat was being pulled into a giant propeller. What was happening to her lifeboat? Her lifeboat was being pulled into a giant propeller. The propeller was chopping up lifeboats, passengers, and anything it came in contact with. Was the propeller chopping up lifeboats, passengers, and anything it came in contact with? Yes, the propeller was chopping up lifeboats, passengers, and anything it came in contact with. Thankfully, Violet was not caring for a baby this time, and she jumped overboard. What did Violet do next? Violet jumped overboard. Even after years of working on boats, she claims it was her first time being underwater. Was Violet an experienced swimmer? No, Violet wasn't an experienced swimmer. It was Violet's first time being underwater. She was pulled under the ship and hit her head against the bottom of the boat. Did she hit her head? Yes, she hit her head against the bottom of the boat. She says her thick hair luckily cushioned the blow. What cushioned the blow? Her thick hair cushioned the blow. She managed to make her way to the surface and reached out for the hand of a man in a lifeboat. Who helped Violet? A man in a lifeboat helped Violet.